You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM at University of British Columbia. You are listening to Worku Ayale, Shukshukta Radio. And stay tuned for today because it's going to be a day full of Ethiopian music and talk. From 12 o'clock to 3 p.m. today. So there's going to be lots of Amharic, which is a beautiful language. You should stop to translate a few words in English, Worku, for those of us who don't understand. We're now transitioning into Kol Nodedi here, 11 to 12, every Sunday at CITR. The campus here is buzzing. There's a bunch of things going on. Some Association of Virology conference from the U.S. is happening here. Also, there's some humongous swimming meet, it looks like. I'm feeling a little bit competitive right now. So, the campus is looking good. I have got some amazing music to share with you today. And in fact, you know, once in a while it happens. Ooh, the speaker just flew on in here. Once in a while it happens that I plan a show the day before, like a Saturday evening or something, and then I wake up Sunday morning and I realize that this is totally not where I'm at in the morning and I've got to change it all up. So that's what happened to me today, and that rarely happens. But I had a whole hour of Sephardic and Ladino music planned, a beautiful, beautiful hour. And we're going to have to push that to next week or the week after because I was in a completely different state of mind this morning. So I have today, we're going to begin with some Latin jazz, if we could call it so. Ibrahim Ferrer from the Buena Vista Social Club, and some more Cuban music, some music from Peru, some music from Africa, various parts of Africa, and some American Jewish Israeli music later on in the show. So completely mixed up today. It was quite impromptu, and I just needed to change it up. So don't be alarmed if we are spanning many continents today in quite an erratic kind of journey, but this is just what it panned out to be, and it will guaranteed to spark your ears and your heart and your soul. So let's begin with Kol Nodedi, Nomadic Voice. We're going to begin with Ibrahim Ferrer with some beautiful Latin jazz. Enjoy.
Almas que en el mundo había unido Dios, dos almas que se amaban, eso éramos tú y yo. Por la sangrante herida que nuestro amor dejó, nos dábamos la vida como jamás se dio. Un día en el camino que cruzaba nuestras almas, surgió una sombra de odio que nos apartó a los dos, y desde aquel instante mejor fuera morir cerca ni distante, podemos ya vivir.
Algo se interpone en nuestro camino, amiga.
Un día en el camino que cruzaba nuestras almas, surgió una sombra de odio que nos desde aquel instante mejor fuera morir, ni cerca ni distante podemos ya vivir, ni cerca ni distante podemos ya vivir. Fenómeno se ha cruzado entre nosotros. No podemos continuar. Así que vamos a terminar ahora mismo. En este momento tú para allá y yo para acá. No podemos seguir más. Camino, mamá. Tú por allá, yo por acá. A la puerta de tu casa, yo no puedo ir más. Así que todo entre nosotros se acabó. Panran, ¿de qué? Aburrido y hasta luego.
That was Ibrahim Ferrer's solo album. He was a popular Afro-Cuban singer and musician, performed with many musical groups, including the Afro-Cuban All-Stars. And later in life, he became a member of the internationally successful Buena Vista Social Club. His increasing popularity led to collaborations with contemporary acts such as the Gorillaz. His real first name, let me try this out, Septuagenarian, Ibrahim Ferrer, was born at a social club dance in Santiago in 1927. He began singing professionally in 1941 with local Santiago groups, working wherever he could make a living by day and singing by night. By the 1950s, he was established as the singer with Pacho Alonso's group and was able to concentrate on music full-time. Ferrer began guesting with Orquesta de Chepin and Benny More, two of the legendary names of Cuban music. Alonso's band moved to Havana in 1959, and Ferrer stayed with the group for more than 20 years. By the 1970s, the group had become known as Los Bocucos and pioneered the Polon rhythm, which was reputedly based on the sound of pounding the coffee beans. Musicians in Cuba have never really been paid much, and Ferrer is one of the remarkable number of vintage musicians who's been supported on a small state pension, which he supplemented by the hard-earned money he received by shining shoes. He lived in old Havana in a tiny apartment with a crowded and moldering 19th-century house with his wife and assorted junior relatives. The older generations at the time tended to conserve their small pensions by hanging out not far from their open doors, and this is exactly where Ferrer was when destiny came knocking, and is best explained in his own words past. An angel came and picked me up and said, "Chico, come and do this record." I didn't want to do it because I had given up on music then, but now I have my own record, my first one ever, so I'm very happy. I don't have to shine shoes anymore. So that is what I played for me from his solo album, which is very, very beautiful, jazzy, romantic as ever, as so much of Cuban music is. The sweeping, beautiful piano in the background there. All right, and onwards to some more beautiful Cuban music, a little bit more funked up and roughed up, a little bit less of the purest strain and more experimental, shall we say, more contemporary. This is Orishas, Cuban rap funk group, now based in Paris. So see what you think of them. You're listening to Col Nodidi, and this is CITR.
La golondrina no mira al mar fatal en la rima donde fuiste a parar.
De problem, te quita y pone de dos cajones que tapa mi cuerpo así. Cuando el sol calienta aquí, llega el problema que me inquieta. Ya no hay comida, ya no, la policía llegó, la ropa sucia quedó. Ese sistemita que nos pone así, ve. Mucha democracia y esto pa' que si ve. Si de papel es carejo, si ponse negro a fest. En esta sociedad corrupta, injusta, absurda, escucha. Dilo, que te mato yo, blip, blow. Oh no, tome negro, oh no, tome negro. Yo
te cojo a la calle, compa, y saca el sombrero.
So many, many people.
Te cojo a la calle, compa, ¿y qué vas a hacer?
Tú ves.
Y dile cuántos mueren de frío, son desgraciados, pasan a tu lado y que bájase. Cuántos son falsos testigos de crímenes, suicidios, terrible castigo. Y no puede ser cómo se vive en ciudad. Cuéntame el estrés, cómo te fue esta vez, me. Cómo se vive en soledad. Te miran, te tachan, rechazan y no pasa nada.
Te voy a la calle, compa, y saca el sombrero.
So many, many people.
Te voy a la calle, compa, y qué vas a hacer.
Tú ves.
Te voy a la calle, compa, y saca el sombrero.
So many, many people.
Te voy a la calle, compa, y qué vas a hacer.
Tú ves.
Quiero ser yo. Dime cuánto valgo. Quiero ser yo. Dime a dónde voy. Quiero ser yo. Dime cuánto valgo. Quiero ser yo. Dime a dónde voy.
La racha mala si los años no tienen pa' cuándo parar. Los días son dobles y el tiempo se para en el mismo lugar.
La golondrina no mira al mar fatal. En la rima donde fuiste a parar. Solo queda esperar. Igual un día más.
Ella,
típico.
De que me digan testigo.
Típico.
De la miseria en que vivo.
Típico.
De lo que pasa testigo.
Típico.
De lo jodido que he sido.
Te cojo a la calle, compa, y saca el sombrero.
So many, many people.
Te cojo a la calle, compa, y qué vas a hacer.
Tú ves.
Te cojo a la calle, compa, y saca el sombrero.
So many, many people.
Te cojo a la calle, compa, y qué vas a hacer.
Tú ves.
Hermano, tiene cosas que me asombro. Unos pasan desmadre, otros mueren a la sombra. ¿De qué realidad nos queremos quejar? Dura esta pinche calle, Mr. Bon y sus desmadres. Para el pobre no hay funerales.
Solo queda esperar.
Sabe a canela.
You're listening to Eva Ayón, one of Peru's foremost Afro-Peruvian musicians, one of the country's most enduring stars. Ayón adopted the stage name Eva from her maternal grandmother, Eva, who began teaching the young María music at an early age. As a child and teen, Eva Ayón sang in school competitions and later on television and radio. Throughout the early 70s, Eva Ayón appeared in many música criolla musical groups such as Rinconcito Monsefuano and La Peña de los Ugarte. I'm not going to try to read the rest. By 1975, Eva began to pursue a solo singing career, touring internationally by 1979. Later on, in 89, she formed Los Hijos del Sol, the Children of the Sun, a supergroup made up of Peruvian musical stars in an effort to promote Peruvian music through performance and recording. To date, Eva has produced over 20 albums. Her latest release is Kimbafa, and that's what I just played to you from. It's an exploration of the musical styles that she's performed over the last three decades. And I went to see her in concert with touring this latest album, Kimbafa. She was so dynamic, such a performer. The crowd was going crazy. And she is so talented, not only as a musician, but a real traditional, talented performer. And that is Eva Ayón. You're listening to her songs in the background now. And before, we were listening to Orishas. Again, Orishas is a Cuban group based nowadays in Paris. They combine new hip-hop rhymes with classic Cuban beats. They've really revolutionized Latin music by creating a sort of fusion sound like so many of the Latin musicians are experimenting with nowadays. Their albums include A Lo Cubano, Emigrante, and most recently El Kilo. It's been quite a long journey since they released their first album, A Lo Cubano, in Spain in 1999. Lauded by the press throughout Europe ever since it came out, the group launched into a marathon tour that started in the summer of 1999. From clubs to festivals, the European tour stretched out to just over 2 years, with evening performances of their music catalog at the Olympia, the Ancien Belgique, the Royal Festival Hall in England. They were to play at the most prestigious festivals in Europe, like the Lowlands in Holland, where they topped the bill along with groups like Deftones and Cypress Hill, etc., where they brewed up a storm alongside groups as disparate as Tool and Wyclef Jean. Orishas also performed in the year 2000 at festivals. They gradually acquired international standing. After conquering Europe, they went on to win over the U.S. in November 2000, with the American press unanimous in its acclaim, articles and reviews in Time, Rolling Stone, The Source, Vibe, etc. So what I played you from was El Kilo. And there are other albums, apparently, that are more recent than El Kilo, which I need to get my hands on. So in 2007, Antidiotico came out, as well as in last year, Cosita Buena. So two more albums that I am not familiar with, which I plan to be. So that's Orishas here. And they are named after Orishas themselves, who are divine beings originally worshipped by the Yoruba people of West Africa. Their worship was carried to the New World in the holds of slave ships and became well established in many countries of the Western Hemisphere. Combining and recombining with various Native American, Roman Catholic, more sort of spiritual European beliefs and other African traditions, Orishas are still worshipped today in the religions of Santeria in Cuba and the U.S. And in other parts of Brazil and Trinidad. Music is a major element in the worship of the Orishas. So each Orisha has devotional songs, dances, rhythms associated with him or her. And singing and drumming is a huge part and the most important part of the ceremonies. So anyways, just a little bit about Orishas, the band, and Orishas, the muse for the band. And so onwards to Eva Ayon. We're jumping around here a little bit. This is who you're hearing in the background, Eva Ayon, the most enduring, legendary Peruvian singer here. So let's give her a listen. Hear another song from her album, her latest album, Kimbafa. Enjoy. Your listening to Kol Nodadi.
Abierto vi germinar un lucero de infinita soledad y con una canasta le vi regar con agua de un arroyo de oscuridad. Amalaya, la siembra se echó a perder y el agua del arroyo se echó a correr. Al lucero le gusta la claridad y al agua del arroyo la libertad. No dio fruto el lucero, se echó a alumbrar y el agua del arroyo le fue a cuidar. En una hora triste quise cantar y dentro de mi canto quise gritar, y dentro de mi grito quise llorar, pero tan solo canto para callar. Amalaya, la hora en que fui a cantar, amalaya, la hora en que fui a gritar, si gritando se llora para callar. Y mi vaso sediento no llega al mar. Amalaya, la hora en que fui a cantar. Amalaya, la hora en que fui a gritar. Fue lucero a su claridad, y así se fue el arroyo a su libertad.
No le llegó la hora de clarinar, no le llegó la hora de clarinar, de clarinar, de clarinar, de clarinar.
de pititi, de macario y de caito ciseño. Y la fama la coñeque que retumbe el callejón. Chocolate en el repique, Ronaldo Campos en el cajón. Llego de cajones, ritmos negros del tren, de cañete a chincha, zamacueca con lando. Llego de
listening to Cole Noradi. You're listening in the background there to Eva Ayón, Peruvian legendary singer. And I'm playing off of her newest album, Kimbafa, which she toured in Vancouver a few months ago and was just stellar. So onwards, I'd like to play for you from this beautiful album that we received here at the station, and I hadn't heard of them before before we received their music here, but they're just so beautiful and such soulful music from Mali. I guess kind of African blues, jazz, but so much more and so much bigger than that. But before we move on to that, I'd like to say hi to my aunt who just called me all the way from Israel, Julie. Ohevet otach v'mitgagat. I miss you very much. And later on in the show, I don't have Israeli music today, but I am going to play a beautiful song about Jerusalem, where my dad is flying to later today. But right now, we'll get back into music from Mali. So this is Amadou and Mariam, a musical duo from Mali, composed of Mariam, who does vocals, and Amadou, who does guitar and vocals. They're both born in Bamako, and the pair are known as the blind couple from Mali. They met at Mali's Institute for the Young Blind and found that they shared a passion for music. So let me just play right away from their music, and then we'll talk more about them. You're listening to Kol Noradi. This is CITR.
Ask yourself.
Okay. Choisissez bien vos amis, pour le bien et pour le pire. Choisissez bien vos amis.
You know, sino, que c'est Camela, Amadou et Mariam, pour la vida se va.
Pour le bonheur de l'homme, pour l'amour de la femme, pour l'harmonie dans les couples. Choisissez bien, je t'aime, tu m'aimes, on s'aime. Tu me vois, je te vois, on s'aime. Je te touche, tu me touches, on s'aime. Je te kiffe, tu me kiffes, on s'aime. Tu me kiffes, je te kiffe, on s'aime.
This totally exuberant album, Welcome to Mali.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is the couple's second Nonesuch release. And it is just a beautiful album. That's all I have to say. The music is taps into everything, it seemed. Taps into the traditional Malian elements of music, but also has a real intriguing futuristic element to it. It's so affirmative. There's something about this album, Welcome to Mali, which is so life affirming and so beautiful, mixing up old formulas that are really rootsy, and always building creating something new. So again, this is Amadou and Mariam with their album, their newest album, Welcome to Mali. And with that here, I'm going to play some more music from Mali. I'm going to play off of a compilation album called Mali. And I've recently, over the past year, really discovered and connected with Malian music. It's so, there's just these moments of raw passion and soulfulness that I haven't heard yet in other types of African music, and maybe that's just because it's all quite new to me. I know a bit of Senegalese music, Orchestra Baobab and several other groups, but specifically, and their music is very beautiful too, very harmonious, very transcendental. Something about the music from Mali that I've heard in recent months is just so raw and touches certain heartstrings that are so elemental. So this is Tom Diakite, I hope I'm pronouncing his name correctly, with a song called Fala. You're listening to Kol Nodedi, and this is CITR. Enjoy. Well, we have definitely been spanning continents here. That was music from Africa, from Mali. That was a song called Fala by Tom Diakité. Before, we were listening to the dynamic duo, the blind couple of Mali, Bamako, Amadou and Mariam. And before that, we listened to music from Peru and Cuba. So we have just been traveling across the world today. And we don't have time for much more, but I did want to end off with some English music. Now, there's not much English music out there that really speaks to me, but there are a few tracks off of the Moshav band, off of their album released in 2006, that really speak to me. So the Moshav band, again, Israeli born, grew up on Moshav Mevo Modin, which is a musical village located in the hills between Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Their home was founded by the late Rabbi Shlomo Karabach, was and continues to be the birthplace of many Jewish songs enjoyed by the world all over. The members of the Moshav band were under the spiritual guidance of Rabbi Shlomo Karabach while immersed in his musical world and often performing with him at his concerts. Moshav primarily composed of the Solomon brothers, Yehuda, who does the vocals and percussion, Meir, who does vocals, guitar, and mandolin, Yosef, who's a bass player, and David Swirsky, who does vocals and guitar. They come on like a family of traveling minstrels and the old age mystics all at once. Their music is rich with fiery rock, folk, reggae songs, and you know what? It takes a lot for me to have rock speak to me, but somehow their music does, and it is spiced with the flavors of the Middle East. As cliched as that sounds, it all works together quite beautifully, and their music is very spiritual. These boys draw you into their own struggles, leave you pondering on your own, but not before they provide you with a huge helping of hope and humanity and spirit. Although the members of the Moshav band grew up playing music together, the band had its first official show in Jerusalem in 1996, performing for an audience comprised mainly of American students studying abroad in various yeshivot, which are sort of a study schools for studying Torah, as well as the Hebrew University. And the organizer of the event at the time was unsure how to bill the as-of-yet-unnamed act, and just ultimately called them Moshav for their muse, their geographic muse, their point of origin, and the name just stuck. So I'm going to leave you off with this, a beautiful song called Misplaced, and singing of crossing borders and leaving family behind and traveling onwards, but always having a guiding compass. So this is Moshav off of their album Misplaced, and this is the title song, Misplaced. So enjoy. Thank you for listening to Kol Noredi, and thank you for Abba and Julie, who phoned in, and no other callers today, but I hope to hear from you next Sunday on Kol Noredi, 11 to 12 noon. Have a beautiful week. Bye-bye. I gotta run, I gotta
guess I'm tired of running. Have mercy, won't you take me home? Oh, 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 oh. Take me home. I got a job, swept your streets, I walk your gutter. No minimum wage, no insurance. I'm the one you never see, the one you never notice.
A beautiful song. I came back here just to say that was Moshav and that was Misplaced, but what I really want to do is end off here with a ballad, a serenade to the beautiful streets of Jerusalem. So we're going to end off as the finale with their song Streets of Jerusalem. Again, you've been listening to Kol Nodedi. Thanks for listening and enjoy this enchanted last piece here, serenading the streets of Jerusalem. Bye bye.
It's a big world, it's a small world, it's a long way from home. And where you started from, you'll return one day, but for now you roam. I walk the streets of Jerusalem, and my head is bowed, can't let you go. Telephone only makes it worse somehow. Can't let you go. Can't let you go. Can't let you go. I'm an exile myself. Still, it's your touch I long for more than anything else. We spoke of love like it lasts forever. We spoke from the heart, knowing that I have to let you go. I walk the streets of Jerusalem, and my head is bowed. Can't let you go.